Tom, what are you doing to us? We haven't been beaten since the 5th of September here at Broadhurst Park. And again, coming from behind, testament to you guys and everybody involved with FC United Manchester, but that was a pulsating game of football.
Yeah.
What was it like to play in and then spend the last 2 minutes actually managing the team?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect, yeah. I thought they scored the goal against the run of play. I thought we looked comfortable throughout the 90 minutes, to be honest. I thought we were the better team throughout the game. But we do what FC do, and we conceded a set piece again. I don't think anyone's absolutely torn us apart at the minute. So we know if we do concede, we've just got to get the ball out of the net and we just go again. And we've got players all around the pitch that can score goals, as you've seen there, from our left-sided centre-half. I'm absolutely made up with the lads again. The work rate from him is unbelievable. The never say die attitude is superb, and I can't fault none of them.
8 points from December. I mean, be honest, if somebody said how many points you get out of December, what would you have? Would you have happy with four or five?
Yeah, I think you've got to be looking at the teams and the quality of the teams that we're playing. Nobody likes losing games. Nobody likes drawing games, really. But yeah, to get 8 points and to be unbeaten in December of Death is something we can all be proud of.
And up to 13th now in the league.
Yeah, I believe a few results have gone against us, and
they have. Yeah,
teams in and around us have won. But
Boston are—they've got a new manager. They're doing pretty similar to what we're doing. We're the two real form teams at this moment in time, yeah. Along with your old club in Bradford Park Avenue.
Yeah, doing well. Yeah.
But it's all about the way we play, the way we set up this afternoon. And we queried the team selection this afternoon, only because we spoke to you on Saturday, and you didn't necessarily concede that you got it wrong to a degree, but there was a thought process of perhaps we just put maybe a couple of square pegs in a round hole and vice versa initially.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to a 3-5-2 with the same. Was that because you said, look, great result for all, we've cocked up a little bit in the formation,
yeah.
So you guys get a chance again,
yeah.
Prove it in a 3-5-2.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the second half, yeah, obviously we made substitutions and things like that, and Jones is probably a little bit unlucky not to start today.
Because he was magnificent on,
he was superb,
on Saturday,
yeah.
He was superb.
He will be disappointed, which is what you've got to expect if you're not in the team. He probably thinks he deserved a shout, but I felt like we got ourselves back in the game, and the reaction from the lads, I thought we deserved to go again. Sometimes it can kill people's confidence if you're pulling them out of the team for nothing. So I just thought, if we just change the formation back to how we were, how we've been playing at home, we'll do all right, and we did.
Yeah, well, I mean, the game is that important. I mean, that point we got just shows how a quality game it was, because Spennymoor have got the Blythe today and beat Blythe 3-2.
Right.
It just shows exactly, you know, what teams are capable of and the quality of this division at this moment in time.
Yeah.
And it just shows really what we've achieved, or as a club, and you as a manager, with those players in this month of December.
Yeah.
10 points behind the playoffs now.
How many?
10 points. Bradford Park Avenue in fifth.
He seems to be getting good results and being further and further away from it. Well, still only three above the drop.
There's some... Of course, the top seven. Because it's. I don't know what the gap with the top seven is, but I was actually going for the old-fashioned fifth or two. You can get in. There's like a pre-playoff thing. You can wheedle. You can be seventh and get promoted to the National League.
We've still got our feet firmly on the ground. Yeah, we know we're in a relegation battle.
Seven points.
So 7 points actually off from that
seven
position.
Points.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking the other way at the minute. We've got a. Well, if we just keep playing like we're in a dog fight, then we produce results like that. Then. We need to keep going as we're doing.
What do you need to do on New Year's Day then? They'll be absolutely up for it, for a revenge.
Of course they will.
Play any differently? I'm not.
We'll have a look at the team. There's obviously a few tired legs in there. I could see that even in the warm-up. Some of us looked a little bit sluggish, myself included. Probably could have done with coming off a little bit earlier myself. But I felt it was coming. And I do pop up with these odd goals in the last 10 or 15 minutes. So there might be a few tired legs. A few might need resting, but... We just go again, exactly the same.
Well,
we go again, attitudes and work rate, and we shouldn't be far off.
You're now in room 101. And we've scored one, actually, as a club now, scored one more goal than Salford City this season.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So the prowess going forward, the attacking play, obviously, I know with Dave Chadwick coming into the fold now, you're going to be utilising him perhaps for more defensive duties. And we can show up a little bit.
He's going to play.
Yeah, he's going to start every week.
Gracious.
That's in his contract, is it?
He'd have a worse record.
Ibrahimovic.
He'd have a worse record than Scott Kay, Hughesy combined, in fairness. But no, he's going to be instrumental in helping, working with the back three, back four. I mean,
yeah, of course,
the back three certainly is the way it seems to be working for FC United Manchester.
It does. It does. Like I said, when I first took over, I would have shouted 4-4-2 every single time, but you can't always do that, and that's the first thing that I learned, and I learned it very quickly at the, like Kip said before, the Stockport away. So we tried the 3-5-2 because we wanted to tighten up the defence. It's worked to an extent, but it's working going the other way. We seem to be creating more chances.
It seems to really suit Tom Walker and Joel Senior, the way they play.
Yeah, if you ask him probably 6 weeks ago, he'd have said no chance. And we keep drilling into him, defend first. And they've both got pace to get out there. And then when you've got the likes of Stevie Irwin, Kieran Glynn. Lenny's been in great form in recent weeks, and yeah. Conor McCarthy's
played. Yeah, it's like a new lease of life for Liddy to a degree.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's a great lad, and he's great to have around the place. His experience and his quality is second to none.
He's one of those kind of players, isn't he? That I mean, I was talking on the way up here this afternoon, saying because he's not saying he's coming to the end of his career, but he's certainly in the twilight of his at this level of his career. You would expect, but the kind of player that you'd love to keep around a football club because he's full of the joys of spring. He's always got something to say. And he's the kind of player that can actually help the younger players develop.
Yep.
And again, that's one of the nice things that we've got at this football club.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
But just a quick one, in relation to Zach Corbett today.
Yeah.
In that first 45, was he given a specific role this afternoon, or was he just told to just play his normal game?
Just exactly the same, like exactly the same as he's been doing. He's just not to get too far from either, to be fair. He's got to support Tom Walker, but he's also got to support Jordan and Husey as well, so it is a tough job in there, because sometimes you have got to come wide. If they're in the first half, obviously you'll notice they were overloading a little bit, and I were having to come a lot deeper than
it was. Huge overload of this side here.
Once, to be fair, I probably should have gone with the man for their second. The right back managed to get the cross in, which caused a problem. So once we'd done that, we were never worried. We came in at half time. Obviously, had a chat. We thought about potentially changing shape. And
you're going to get a man sent off? Yeah,
yeah.
I think he did that early doors. He's old, isn't he?
Obviously, that helped us. But I mean, sometimes it's harder to play against.
Of course, it is. I mean, the one thing as well, which, and I'm sure you as a manager, because you'll look at all these stats after the game. You'll look at the game again and have a look at all the pluses. I was very surprised that Bernard and Jono never decided to put someone on Kieran in that second half, because he was running the show to a degree.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
and from a managerial perspective, you're looking. I mean, they probably think we're good enough to be able to beat this team without a man marker on there. Yeah. But it surprised you massively. Didn't it surprise you as well that there was no one really? Well, it's hard to get at him anyway. But you know, put someone on him to close out the game.
Yeah, I think at one point there was two guys closing him down at the same time. But like you say, when I first came online, now he's. He just drops his shoulder and he sends 3-4 players in the wrong direction. So put 3 or 4 men on him and you're still going to get the same Kieran Glynn.
And that creates a huge space and opportunity for FC.
Well,
listen, it's cold out here for you, I'm sure, because you're like, you're pretty still buzzing. It's
like you're from Yorkshire. You don't feel it.
Hold on. Yeah, you're right. Another 20. It only took you 17 minutes to get off the pitch this afternoon. I mean,
yeah,
it's getting better. You know,
and the lads are staying out longer as well, which I'm trying to drill into them. We know that's what they love, and obviously we're playing non-league football, and sometimes it might feel a little bit awkward and doing that, but we know what they expect now. And
all you need to do is instill them saying, look, because once you've left this club, you'll never get this again.
Exactly,
so enjoy it while you can.
Well, they was,
because if you don't, and when you go, let's say, you know, you go, I'm not going to name another team, but there's 38 people there, and you've been having pies thrown at you, get out, we don't like you. This is the difference.
It's different. You can't beat playing in front of this crowd, and the lads absolutely thrive off it, especially going that way. It's like you're at Wembley. The atmosphere is absolutely crazy.
And just a quick one on before you go, this is the very last question. We were talking about, obviously, McCarthy's not done himself any harm with the 3 goals in 2 games now. We've been quite critical. Yeah, I think it's pretty weird. We've been very critical of him in certain ways and certain aspects. But he's now got an opportunity to prove to you that, obviously, because I know you're looking at players and maybe somebody coming from Fleetwood or whoever, he's now showing that actually he can score goals and he's going to hopefully give you a big headache.
Yep. It was a difficult one with Connor, because I know the quality that Connor's got. I've seen him a lot in non-league, and he's a superb player, and he is a goal scorer. He will get goals, as you've seen in the last 2 games. When I first came in, I thought that I was the striker on form, so he probably suffered from that, and I needed to play with somebody who was going to come into feet, and that's why Linney got the shout before Connor. I spoke to Connor, he rang me, he just said, look, what's the crack? I mean, your plans, I open and honestly said the same I've just said to you. I said, you've been unlucky. I just want to see you working hard in training. Stay after training, do a little bit more, and when you get your chance, you'll keep it. And he got his chance on Saturday and he kept it.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a good player. He's a good player. I know a lot of people have criticised him and things like that, but he's got a great attitude. He works hard and he's a good goal scorer.
Well, we've seen that today, and it's going to give you a headache, which is good because undoubtedly you want to strengthen the squad to a degree.
Yeah.
And a centre forward is something that I know you're looking at because we didn't want to lose the last one, but he went, and therefore we want to replace someone like him. But it's good for the team around, good for the squad that, you know, everyone's vying for spaces and positions on the pitch.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. As a striker, I know that if there's a striker on the bench, I know that I need to be top of my game, or else I'm not going to be playing. And that's no difference whether somebody else is the manager or I'm the manager. If somebody's in better form than I am, then they'll get the shirt and they'll play. Simple as that.
Well, listen, as always, great talking to you. Thanks very much for coming out and having a chat to us. A great 3 points, and we look forward to going again on New Year's Day.
Excellent. Top man. Cheers, guys.